Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So it's only last week we were chatting about hedgehogs on the programme. And there's a lovely event coming up at FOTA in Heritage Week about hedgehogs and counting hedgehogs and research into hedgehogs. But what I didn't realise is that there's a problem around Cove and around Great Island in particular, with poor misfortunate hedgehogs ending up as roadkill. Look, it's dark at night and hedgehogs go out at night to feed and to, well, to look for the ride, basically. And the poor devils get killed. They get driven over. Hendrik Verwey, good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
There's a particular problem in Cove with hedgehogs, isn't there?
I'm not sure is it a problem, but you know, I suppose it has certainly created an awareness because last week Dr. Mary Stack posted on Facebook that she had picked up another hedgehog near Carrigaloe. And if anyone knows Carrigaloe, it's the section, I suppose, between FOTA and the Cross River Ferry. Yeah. And I suppose the problem there is there's a railway on one side, so there's a big high wall, and on the other side there's a stone wall, you know, along the seafront or the ground that overlooks the sea. So I suppose what's happening is the poor hedgehogs are getting corralled into a place where there's no escape, I suppose. And, you know, I think the lessons to be learned from this are, well, I suppose, number one, if motorists just slow down, and I think that's a message that needs to go out there for lots and lots of reasons. But I suppose the other one is that I suppose there's stuff that we can all be doing to help nature and wildlife. And I suppose one of those, I suppose we need to become more aware of what's around us. And of course, the event in FOTA, which, you know, has been booked out, I suppose, as a result of this. But, you know, and there's an ongoing survey because there's not a lot known about hedgehogs and what they do and what they get up to. And I suppose it can be a real citizen science kind of project coming up. And, you know, we'll get that sort of information. But I suppose there's stuff we can do. You know, you see on the continent where they put bridges over motorways specifically for wildlife to get from one side to the other.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, on Great Island, there's stuff like that we can do to help hedgehogs out, yeah. Be it maybe signage, but maybe a pipe under a road. It could be as simple as that. You know,
I remember driving in the valleys of Wales years ago. And coming to this, and the Welsh valleys are full of tiny little villages, and in between two villages there were these signs on the side of the road: you are now entering a hedgehog safety zone. And I wondered, what the hell is that? And quite simply that they had, as you drove along, you were asked to beware of the road because they could be wandering around the road. So it was a place where they liked to cross from one habitat, if you want, to another, and the only road was this little road through the valleys. So you were being asked to be wary of hedgehogs. Let me bring in the aforementioned Dr. Mary Stack. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Derek. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Hendrik.
We talked last week. They're lovely little creatures, and they're harmless little devils. But when they go out for a wander, they can quite easily end up under the wheel of a car, and because of certain geographical things they have to encounter, some of them are too close to the road anyway.
Yeah. And I think, like, obviously, through our development, and it's ongoing development, and the Great Island has seen really extraordinary amounts of development in the last couple of years. We are, you know, naturally disturbing their environment. And while we're creating new commercial areas, new housing areas, we're only paying lip service, I believe, to the wildlife that's there. And that landmass that Hendrik was talking about, the main road in from Cove to all the way from Belvelli into Cove, I mean, traditionally all around Carrigaloe area, IFI area, you'd see beautiful gorse fields, particularly from the passage west side. And like all those natural areas have been come under threat and reducing down. So what happens then is that, where does your wildlife go? And my point really is that we're very good at saying we have biodiversity plans, we our habitats, critical studies have been done, everything's under threat, but like all these reports, they're on some shelf somewhere, or the implementation of those actions is not being seen by the public.
Yes, yes.
So if you look at it now on the main road in the Cove, we put up these concrete defence walls, taking away our beautiful stone heritage from Belvelly into Carrigaloe. We put up, Irish Rail have put up very safe, secure fencing for the train line, paved to green, all fine. We moved a lot of the shrub and the hedgerows, but again, that's all the basics that the wildlife needs. That's their country.
Yes.
So
yes,
what we're witnessing down on that stretch by IFI and the rail line is secure fencing for your traffic, crash barriers for your traffic, okay? And but we're totally ignoring the other people who live in the area. And they have no councillors ringing up and putting forward their defence cases.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotcha.
They have no one to represent them.
I gotcha.
So what you said about that village in Wales, it's obviously, it's out there. Those people over there have obviously been through that and have taken some kind of action.
Yeah.
And I think it's time now for us to try and take action and save what's left there, because the one I picked up a couple of days ago, I mean, if she was pregnant, that's her family probably wiped out now for this summer. So,
oh, yeah,
you know, we're down the whole family, and you're going to have natural wastage anyway.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like, they're going to cross the roads if there's no other place for them to go.
Because their habitat has been overtaken by structure, and they still go around their area. Like, they still wander the same distance, and they go looking for food, and they go around at night looking for mate and stuff like that. And all they don't know that it's a busy road. That's just where they always go.
Yeah. Exactly. And like a lot of people would have seen, and last year it was a group, I think, of citizens, again at the stretch of the railway line and Marina Point, and they're cluttering around and looking at this fencing. I mean, you could be forgiven for finding it funny, but they're all congregating there, looking to cross the railway line, looking to find their natural path. And, you know, basically they're sticking the hedge through the fencing, and how can we get through? So, like, they can't read the signs. They don't know it's there to protect humans.
That's right.
But what's the alternative for them? And also along that stretch at the other end of the Marina Point is where the badgers seem to get killed, because you have your fencing butting up against our new concrete walls, right? And then there's no passageway for badgers to cross safely. So they're getting hit then by cars trying to get out of the way.
So the message is to drivers in that particular part of Great Island, just be wary that you're driving through their habitat and they're going to be on the road, so just be careful, drive slowly and avoid them.
That would be very helpful, all right? But it's not the answer, because as long as you don't have the safe passageways for the wildlife, they're out there at risk. It's like you or I trying to cross a busy motorway on the Carrigtown Middleton Road or the road up to Little Island. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't say.
So what would you propose, Mary, when we need the roads and we need the structure?
I am not an expert in this area. Chemistry is my background. But I know that we have the hedgehog seminar coming up on Saturday, and hopefully Isabel Lane O'Riordan might have some interesting comments to make, because this has been done. You know, the people have walked this walk before.
Yeah.
And you have your experts in that area who might come up with very simple solutions of what to do as long as we can identify the points. So hopefully, look, we need to protect our wildlife. We don't need to just talk about protection. We need to be, walk the walk is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Henrik, and thanks Mary. Henrik, with one of your other hats is Cove Tourism and visitors and stuff like that. You'd be encouraging people, look, just be wary, drive slowly, keep an eye out for wildlife, and be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose we're lucky. There's a number of ways to get to Cove, and you can come by bus, you can come by train, but if, a lot of people do drive. And I suppose, just slow down and be aware of your surroundings. And I suppose, I don't know what all the rushing is about, to be honest. We were very good during COVID to slow down and look around us and see what we had. And, we were very lucky in COVID in that respect. But then COVID disappeared, for want of a better word. Mm. And everyone is racing around their place again, And I think we need to be aware of our surroundings. We need to be aware of other other people and the wildlife around us. So.
Okay, all right. Listen, Hendrik, thank you. Hendrik Vergwe of Cove Tidy Towns and Cove Tourism, and Mary Stack, Professor Dr. Mary Stack, thank you very much. 0818 96 96 96. Yeah, that's, it only came to mind when I read this morning. Being in Wales, this is a few years ago now, I was driving through Wales and I got lost, I got waylaid off the main road, so I ended up driving through the valleys. And it's absolutely stunningly beautiful part of the world and very safe to drive and lovely. So we're going between two villages and I came into one village and there was this kind of warning of a hedgehog safety zone. So by the time I got to the next village, I was starved with the hunger and I needed to put some petrol in the car. So there was a little garage and a shop and I pulled in and I got a sandwich and whatever and filled up my car. And I said to the guy, I said, what's the story with the hedgehog? And he just laughed. He said, everybody asks that when they come through here. He said, when they joined the road between the two towns, little villages, they had to widen it and resurface it. And they discovered that there was a huge hedgehog sort of nesting area, sort of a habitat for hedgehogs on one side of the road. And they used to wander over to the other side of the road. And there was no real safe way to do it. So they just asked people to please, please slow down and be wary of the hedgehogs.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.